This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On Your Mind, Monday edition. My name is Scott Hinnan. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell's a little under the weather today, so we're not going to hear his golden tones today. His voice isn't working. He ended up with food poisoning over the weekend, and he's promised to tell us where he was eating so we know what to avoid, what he was eating. So we look forward to getting an update on that. Manny will be manning the telephones when you call. You talk to the one and only Manny. Manny, how are you?
Doing pretty well, Scott.
You fired up for Vikes Giants Monday Night Football tonight, are you?
It should be good. I'll be working, but it should be good.
Who wins?
Vikings will win. They're at home.
Vikings will win, no doubt. No doubt in your mind.
Yeah.
They'll continue on their roll. Sound pretty confident. He's already off answering the phones. We'd love to talk to you this morning on our What's On Your Mind hotline, 800-228-0550. Let me know what's on your mind. Matt Ravate is here, the great Ravate as well, and he is producing. And he is right now trying to track down some new bombshell on Hillary Clinton. I just walked into the studio moments ago, got behind the microphone, and I hear Fox News show talking about some bombshell revelation from the Clinton campaign, evidently quite critical of the last 8 years. I don't know. My radar is up. This sounds a little suspicious if that's what it is. That's her way to sort of disconnect from Obama. She can say, you know, that she too didn't like the last 8 years and that Yahoo Obama wasn't running things too right or something along those lines. I'm a little suspicious, but we'll find out whatever this is. You know, I'm weary of bombshells at this point. I really am. I don't know that they sway things much one way or the other. If you love Hillary Clinton, you're going to love Hillary Clinton no matter what she does. How you love this woman, I have no idea. How you love what she's done, I have no idea. I'm sure they're out there. And, please enlighten me if you are in the Hillary Clinton love camp to what I'm missing. I'm more than willing to be open-minded about this. Call me, please. Do your candidate a service. Enlighten me as the host of What's On Your Mind and others. That might be here. Donald Trump, the subject of an expose from the New York Times, which, by the way, is illegal. The New York Times broke the law over the weekend because they published a tax return of Donald Trump. It's 20 years old, but that's news to the New York Times. And according to them, the fact that he correctly listed a business loss on his tax returns means somehow he's a bad person. I don't get this. There's not one thing that they are alleging that Donald Trump did wrong. I guess if you're the left, you think the idea of taking a business loss as a deduction is wrong. You should lose money in your business and pay the IRS. I guess that's what they, I don't know. By the way, Hillary Clinton, just last year, showed a $700 million loss. That evidently not newsworthy. But Donald Trump from 20 years ago is newsworthy. I don't know. I'm confused. Again, I would say also I don't think Donald Trump is going to do anything that is going to dissuade his audience. In fact, these newspaper editorials that are piling up, some condescending one from the USA Today on Friday, I butt threw up when I saw it at the store, leads me to believe that the more that happens, in other words, the more condescending newspapers and media elite tell you how horrible he is and how dumb you are to support him, the better his chances, honestly. The more people that will come out of the shadows and support the guy. That's my belief. Doug Burgum is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, Republican candidate for governor. He'll take your questions and look forward to our chat with him. Also, next hour, a talk radio town hall on the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. We're going to look at this from the perspective of someone that has been, along with Governor Dalrymple, managing this situation from the early stages of this and where we're at. So whatever side you're at on this issue, here's an opportunity to talk one-on-one with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, who will join us today on the program for an update and also take your questions, a talk radio town hall on the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. So all that coming up today. So not a lot of time for things outside of those two topics, since we have candidate Burgum at the bottom of the hour and Lieutenant Governor Wrigley on Dakota Access next hour. Let's talk a little bit about this presidential race. Where do you see the race at right now? Where do you see it? You know, I wish Donald Trump would have spent a little less time talking about the things last week that the Clinton campaign decided he should talk about, because that seems to sort of play in their arena. On the other hand, I'm done second-guessing Donald Trump. I'm done. I really am. I just continue to, and when I say done, second-guessing him in the arena of, I wish he'd do more of this, I wish he'd do more of that, which we all do about every candidate, because the guy seems to do okay. Have you noticed? But last week, he really wanted to continue to punch back, if you will, against Hillary Clinton on the Miss Universe allegations and a few other things. This weekend, his surrogates, Rudy Giuliani, Chris Christie, did a fabulous job, I thought, on the tax thing. Just where are we at? What do you think? Tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me. 701-367-2054. Who's going to win? We're 30 days out. Who wins this race? Text me your answer. 701-367-2054. Here's Dave in Bismarck. Dave, what are you thinking?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. This is so stupid with the taxes and Bush. All you got to do is Google GM not pay taxes. And you'll hit a site for this year that says 27 companies that paid no taxes. And you can see them all there. GM, with all the billions they made, paid no taxes. And it just goes on and on and on. The Democrats don't have anything else to talk about.
You're right, by the way, on GM. And a few other companies that have been noteworthy. This one is 20 years ago. Nobody's alleging anything wrong. I don't know, what does it shore up her base? Does it, is it the crowd that wants, you know, taxes on the rich? They're not paying their fair share of that crowd. I guess they get more red meat. I don't know. But they're all going to vote for Clinton, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what difference does it make is what Clinton would say, whether he paid taxes or not? How is that going to, say what kind of president he's going to be? It has nothing to do with it. He's basically following the tax laws of the country as a businessman and doing what he's supposed to do. I mean, anybody does it.
Yeah. I agree with you. Who's going to win this race?
Well, I'm still into the Trump camp. I think that there's a lot of independents out there that aren't going to vote for Clinton. I think they're going to bring it around.
Yeah, I think the Clinton campaign knows something. If they are trying to use this Miss Universe stupidity or these other things, it just seems to me they want nothing in the way of substance debated and are in almost desperation mode. I don't know. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your take on that. 800-228-0550. Okay, one label bombshell is what's being put on the fresh round of accusations of an audio tape from a Clinton fundraiser in February. Well, I heard about this. This isn't new. Are they just trying to say this is new? This is Friday. I thought they were saying something new today. The audio tape of Clinton in February revealed her candid, albeit unflattering, portrait of millennials. Bombshell is what Clinton Press Secretary Brian Fallon tweeted after the story about Trump and the $916 million loss to the New York Times. I don't agree. That's a different story. On Clinton, the audio tape released Friday, purportedly hacked from an email, then given to the Washington Free Beacon, Clinton portrays millennials as living in their parents' basements and as college-educated baristas concerned about their bleak economic future. Yeah, I guess. Bombshell, I don't know. That might be a little strong. I heard about that as well. Clinton, in this tape, is mocking the movement of Bernie Sanders and people, blaming it on the children of the recession. So maybe that's the bombshell they're talking about. I saw when I walked in. I thought they were talking about something new. Jeff on the road, you're next. Go ahead.
I've been paying attention to all these rallies, and Trump is doing a great job in tracking people, thousands of them, and you see in the details on the internet that Hillary's people not only are unenthusiastic, but in a lot of cases they're paid people that have been bussed in. There's nobody talking about that device that she wore at the last debate that was visible underneath her clothing. I think it's all just a big facade. And the media that is backing her as part of her campaign is willing to accept the fraudulent election is the way I'm looking at it, because these polling do not represent the turnout at these crowds.
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know yet, but you're absolutely right. The turnout, the crowds are much bigger for Trump. Much smaller for Clinton's. They pick smaller venues. Will that translate to votes? We'll see. Good points, Jeff. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Sonia for your service, 701-444-2341.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Let there be lights in your home. Sunlight. Bring it in. I'll tell you about sunrooms. And Four Seasons, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment. The one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A Four Seasons sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four Seasons Sunroom, waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The reality is, he's a genius. What he did was, he took advantage of something that could save his enterprise, and he did something we admire in America. He came back.
What it shows is what an absolute mess the federal tax code is, and that's why Donald Trump is the person best positioned to fix it. There's no one who's shown more genius in their way to maneuver around the tax code and to rightfully use the laws.
You know what's really irritating to me? The New York Times drives all the other news. And the New York Times is corrupt. It's corrupt as Hillary Clinton. They are no longer a unbiased media source. They're a liberal rag. That's all they are. Remember, this is the news entity that was more interested in tipping off the terrorists to how we were surveilling them than they were winning the war on terror. Okay? This is their mentality. So they illegally obtain a tax return from 20 years ago, put it on the front page of the news, and guess what? All the yapping heads on Sunday are, oh, what about this? What about that? It becomes their story all of a sudden. It's just a big rope-a-dope. Here's my hope, and I'll tell you in 36 days. I don't think it works anymore. I don't think it works anymore. I think their influence is gone. It's certainly waning. We'll find out whether or not strong enough to carry them across in a few days. Your state of the presidential race, question for you. Let me know at 800-228-0550. Text 701-367-2054. Aaron in Hillsboro. What's on your mind, Aaron?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I'm a candidate here in Hillsboro running for House of Representatives in District 20. And I just wanted to kind of let you know what was going on. Here in my district, I've been walking the streets, and I've hit on about, over 500 houses. And two things that I've noticed. One is the lack of understanding, one, about business taxes on how somebody can actually lose some money and then be able to make a comeback, how somebody can actually take a bankruptcy and not be ruined for life from it. The other thing I've noticed is that there's a huge lack of enthusiasm across the board for both candidates, at least in my district. And I'm very interested to see how that's going to play out in the presidential race in a couple of weeks.
So you, like, bring up the presidential race and what, they yawn or they groan or what do they say?
No, it's kind of funny. I walk up to a house and they kind of ask me, they look at me and they ask me, so who are you voting for? And it's always challenging because you don't know exactly where that person stands. You don't know exactly how to answer that question. Now, I'm voting for Trump. I support Trump. I'm a businessman. I own a candle factory up in Hillsboro. And so I understand him. But I understand the animosity that some people have toward Trump, that the way Trump speaks does not connect, I think, very well with here in the Midwest.
Okay, and you know, here's what's really frustrating to me on that, Aaron. I get that, and, you know, I don't think in North Dakota you're going to have much success using the Trump style. He's from New York, and that's part of the reason Hillary Clinton punches him, he punches back. That's just the New York way, right? On the other hand, I have been listening to folks, and I would call them the Tea Party Movement, which to me is a name that's been unfairly maligned because it's really just God-fearing, freedom-loving, hard-working people of the Midwest who are just sick of how their elected leaders have acted. How they feel in their bones the way things should be, and then they look at people and how they act politically, how they vote, and they get mad. So my take is people are mad, and that's one of the reasons that Donald Trump's done as well as he's done, because people have just fed up with the system as it exists and elected leaders as the majority of them act. Don't you get the sense that some people appreciate the fact that somebody else is as mad as they are?
Absolutely. And I get a question a lot of asking me about my character and asking me about where I stand on issues. And when I get to Bismarck here in November, they want to make sure that I'm not going to sell them out. And I'm going to stay true to my values. I'm going to stay true to exactly what I believe, and regardless of other pressures. And I think that's something that people really get frustrated with is the politics regarding people's personal views and the way they change them when they seem to get somewhere.
You know, the other thing I think is important. I think it's important to have that dialogue with them, even when you encounter someone on your campaign run there in District 20, and they talk about how they don't like the way Trump says things. I'm with you. I'd say it differently. I don't talk like Donald Trump does here on this program, and I don't talk to many politicians who do. But if our only complaint with the guy is how he says things, right, rather than what he's done. Because you got to look at Hillary Clinton whether it's the emails or Benghazi or the defense of this anemic economy and all the things that she wants to do and destroying the energy industry and everything else. That's stuff she's done or going to do compared to something somebody said. I mean, which of the two is more dangerous to you?
Oh, absolutely. The other thing that's really frustrating to me is that people look at their Facebook page as a news source. I don't understand how you can go from a primary source of listening to what a candidate says, then go into your Facebook page and seeing what your friends are tweeting or posting on Facebook messages, you know, on Donald Trump. It doesn't make sense to me how you can use somebody else's Facebook post as a primary news source. I'll knock on doors, and people look at it and they say, well, yeah, but did you see all the Facebook posts about it? And it's like, well, no, I didn't. But I don't really look at it as a primary news source. I'd rather just listen to what the candidate says.
Yeah,
and I'm not voting for somebody to be, you know, an America's next great, TV host. I'm voting for a commander in chief. I'm voting for the decisions that he makes off camera, behind the doors.
Good points, Aaron. Good luck to you in your race, by the way.
I can't imagine a businessman getting as far down the line. You've got to be able to look at Donald Trump and realize that, you know what, he's a rich man. Whether he's worth $1 billion or $10 billion doesn't make a hell of a lot of beans to me. He's a rich man, and he didn't get there by
chance. Yeah, it's amazing the things that we literally take for stock and whether we had to vote for someone. You're absolutely right. Aaron, appreciate the call. Sound like a good candidate. Wish you best of luck in District 20. Call that came in during the break. Win and roll at Ravate.
Good morning, Scott. This is Marlene from Grand Forks. And I have some advice for the Donald. Do you remember Romney and his debates with Obama? When the first one of the debates, he hit him pretty hard with his debate, and his polls went sky high. And the next time he had a debate, he was, you know, just like a mouse. And eventually he lost. So I just want Donald just to make sure that he hits Hillary hard. She needs to be hit hard if he's going to win. So that's my opinion. Thanks, Scott.
There you go. Good advice. You're right on Romney. Ed Minot, got a half a minute for you. Go ahead.
I think we should have a parade on Halloween, Scott. Need to get all the farmers together with their tractors and head down to the Standing Rock and do a little tractorcade down there, you know? Get a few numbers on the road. Show them where we stand.
Yeah, well, it's evidently not illegal to block the road, so that shouldn't be any problem. Plus, we'd get a permit anyway. Yeah.
We could do anything. It's public property. It belongs to everybody, you know. We could have some tractor races, maybe do some jumping, you know. Just get out their numbers with them big tractors and show some power.
It's a fine idea, Ed. Appreciate the call. By the way, stand up for farmers and ranchers who are in distress right now because of the situation. And because they're good law-abiding folks, get the shaft. Bad deal. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On your mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. They have a really neat spread the warmth winter clothing drive going on here for a few more days. Encourage you to participate in the final days of that if you can. There are drop-off locations that are in Dickinson, in Watford City, in Williston, Stanley Beach, Partial, Minot, and Newtown, Kildare as well. And you can find out more about that if you'd like on the Facebook page of North Dakota Oil Can or at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And a lot of participating folks, E&M Services, Hess Corporation, Marathon Oil, Montana Dakota Utilities, Navarre and Power Fields, One Oak, Purity Oil Field Services, Stat Oil, and Whiting Petroleum. So kudos to everybody involved. Neat little program they're doing, NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on their Facebook page. Check it out. All right, more on the Donald Trump stuff here before the top of the hour. Lots of texts and comments coming on that. Appreciate it very much. Our next guest is in the studio with us today, Doug Burgum, the Republican candidate for governor of North Dakota. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
How's the campaign trail?
Campaign is great, and the campaign trail took us to NDSU homecoming this weekend, so had fun in the NDSU parade, had fun at the NDSU homecoming game, and another great weekend in North Dakota.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic.
It was. Good weekend all around for North Dakota. You had Bubba and the crew up at UND 1-2, and the hockey team won their banner-raising night on Saturday night, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great all the way around.
A little activity here in the Red River Valley, for sure. As you're on the campaign trail now, what's the issue people most want to pull you aside and talk about? What do they want to bend your ear over?
Well, I think the thing that's on everybody's mind is the economy and how do we diversify the economy. And, of course, people are anxious about, you know, the budget. They saw the news that we missed the state revenues again in August. And so, you know, people are, you know, anxious about how we're going to be able to resolve that. And of course, I'm confident with my running mate, Brent Sanford, that we can balance the budget with the help of the legislature, and we can do that without raising taxes. But to do that, it's going to mean we're going to have to make some, you know, apply some new thinking, bring some new innovation into what we're doing, because we can't do things the same way. We got to reinvent how we're delivering services, and if we do that, we can balance the budget without raising taxes.
What idea most excites you in the way of innovation and new thinking that you can't wait to apply to this problem?
Well, I think, you know, broadly across everything we do in state government, I don't think we're doing enough in terms of how we're applying, information technology or IT. I mean, there's a lot of processes that are still being done on paper that could be done online. You know, virtually every citizen in North Dakota now has got a smartphone. How do we open up? How do we become more transparent? How do we, how do we eliminate manual processes and do that? I think there's just a lot of, catching up that we can do that's going to, you know, lower cost, open things up, and allow our citizens to participate in a way that they haven't in the past.
How does that lower costs? I mean, give me an example of where you would see some significant cost savings from something like that.
Well, I think some of it is we take a look at you know, government employment is one of the categories that's really grown in North Dakota in the last years, and I think you know, we have to stop growing the number of government employees, and we have to, you know, grow private sector employees is one of the things we have to do, and one of the ways you do that is you get more efficient in how you deliver services. And you know, anybody in the private sector knows that you know, the way you get more done with less is you start improving your processes and bringing technology into the solution.
So FTEs would be the big line item there when it comes to you know, IT and technology.
Well, yeah, yes. I mean,
innovation.
Yeah, there's certainly a cost, because it's not whenever we add an FTE in government, it's not just the current cost we have today. We've also got that, you know, the pension fund that we're paying forward on that. So when we take a look at headcount costs, that's an expensive part of it. It doesn't matter at the city level, the county level, you know, the state level. Whenever we're adding people, there's a permanent bow wave of cost that goes on to future generations when we do that. So I think we have to be very careful about expanding the government payroll at the expense of the private sector payroll.
That legacy fund has been in the news of late, and of course it was an innovative idea to set aside some what I would call the windfall, or the bounty, if you will, of an oil and gas boom in North Dakota, and just, you know, put it over there, just not do what government tends to do, spend it, right? A pot of money that's over there with this legacy fund. Obviously there are provisions to spend parts of it, whether it be the earnings or the interest, if you will, on it. But given the current budget situation, that's like this big giant present with a bow on top that's sitting over there in this legislative session. Do you sense you'll have some challenges in saying hands off? I mean, what would you say to anybody that's eyeing that as a way to maybe be part of the solution here?
Well, I think the legacy fund is aptly named, and the legislature was astute to set aside those kind of revenues. But I think when you have a legacy fund, you want to create a legacy with it, which is, you know, how do we improve North Dakota for the generations to come? How do we do things that are really transformational? And to me, there's nothing transformational about, you know, covering a budget shortfall, where we're spending got ahead of us. We're just covering that with the legacy fund. So I would want to fight to protect, to keep the principal in the legacy fund, you know, in the legacy fund, so that we're not spending principal. It'd be like spending an endowment at a university. You want to spend the earnings that come off of that. And when you spend the earnings on the earnings, I'd like us to do something that's really incredible. If you think about the size of that legacy fund, you know, today it's bigger than what the Nobel family gave when they created the Nobel Prize. I mean, it's bigger than what, you know, the MacArthur Genius Grants that are going on right now, which, you know, I think the MacArthur Grants grant individuals about $250,000 to go do incredible things, and we've got a bigger endowment than that. So and it's a bigger endowment than, of course, either of our university or major universities have by some large amount. So we could do some things that are really incredible with this, but we have to start thinking about what those incredible things are and that'll help balance the temptation to cover short-term costs.
There's a question that is being put forward to Attorney General Stengem from Treasurer Kelly Schmidt regarding whether or not earnings accrued so far will also be available for lawmakers to spend with a simple majority vote, or whether they'll be considered part of the principle and require a two-thirds vote. Have you got a side there on which way you think it ought to be?
Well, I certainly have a side on which way it is. The Attorney General Stengem will have to try to interpret a law that leaves it has a lack of clarity, so there will have to be interpretation. But I would like to think that the earnings that have accrued to date, you know, should be part of the principal. Otherwise, it just becomes a one-time spending windfall for the next legislature. And I think this, again, we want to have these legacy dollars be used for legacy, not for short-term expense covering.
No matter what happens in this presidential race in 30 days, you have a bureaucracy that is bent on more regulation, right? And really, going out of their way, you look at the Dakota Access Pipeline situation and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, process in place, process followed. Obama appointed the judge, 53-page ruling, chapter and verse says they did everything right, and yet they're still in limbo right now. So, I mean, if Donald Trump wins, obviously it'll be better, in my mind, than Hillary Clinton, but it's still a bureaucracy, a blob that just is at odds with states' rights, and in many ways, progress, and certainly the oil and gas industry. How can you, as governor, maybe band with a few other governors around the state that would, or around the country that would be of like mind to take this on. Any idea?
Well, I'm fortunate that this summer already I've had a chance to reach out and connect with over 20 other Republican governors. And believe me, the sentiment across every single one I've met is the same way, which is that, if the nation was set up to have 50 states, and I think each state ought to be a platform for innovation. Each state ought to be trying to do things differently and better in their own right. And if each state is just a setup to, take orders from the federal government or implement federal programs with all these matching dollars that they lure states within, then all we do is become an implementer of federal programs. And if that's all you do with your budget dollars, then you basically kill every program that gets invented locally and you spend all your energy implementing federal programs. And those federal programs were never designed for a state like ours, 750,000 people, rich in resources and spread over a lot of rural territory. I mean, they're not designed for a sort of a high-powered rural state like ours. And so this one-size-fits-all federal government program doesn't work in healthcare, doesn't work in energy, doesn't work in education, doesn't work anywhere. And at a time when you've got rapid innovation, if you're running a really large corporation during a time of rapid innovation, you want to decentralize decision-making so that lots of people close to the customer can make rapid decisions quickly. We're going through the most rapid change in the history of the planet, and we're trying to centralize decision-making. It goes exactly opposite of what you should be doing to take advantage of all the change and innovation that's occurring.
Some of those governors are, business leaders, too, right, that have said, I'm going to go into the political world here because this is a mess. I want to fix this. A very similar story to yours. Right?
You got Snyder in Michigan. You got Rauner in Illinois. You got Ricketts in Nebraska. You got Bevin in Kentucky. All these guys elected directly from the private sector were CEOs and went into, and all of them are driving change. And it's exciting to see that we've got business leader Republican governors across the country that are ready to rise up and start pushing back.
To me, it's the firewall against Trump not winning, right? I mean, I hope he does and stops this, but if he doesn't, to me, you and those others that you just mentioned banding together saying, look, there is a 10th Amendment.
Yes.
There are states' rights, and you're going to stop this stuff and taking it on in a real way and actually winning is about our only hope.
Well, it has to be because, otherwise you're in a situation like right now where you could have, private enterprise, and it's not just about the pipeline. I mean, what's the next thing going to be? A fertilizer plant, a pharmaceutical drug, where somebody follows all the rules and then they change the rules after the game is played. I mean, that's what federal overreach at its worst.
It absolutely is. If this situation with the Dakota Access Pipeline continues into your tenure, should you be successful in November, how do you find a resolution? What can be done? I mean, can you sit all sides down and say, let's figure this out, guys? Come on, what can be done? We can't have an impasse forever.
Right. Well, dialogue has to be part of any solution. But trying to be hypothetical about what if we're successful on November 8th, we get sworn in on December 15th. This is a situation that's changing daily, and I think it's highly unlikely that it's going to be gone by December 15th. But I think the situation on December 15th could be completely different than now because this is something even this week we're going to have more legal hearings, more battles. We got a federal election that could tilt the weight on this thing, so it'll be. I guess there's a lot of things to be determined, but it's not no way to run a country because the chilling effect it has on employment, capital deployment, and business in general. These are the kinds of things that down the road can trigger recessions because it stops people in all industries deploying capital because they're saying, hey, you need a stable regulatory environment to deploy capital. I've been in the boardroom when those decisions have been made, and a stable regulatory environment would include, once we've made the decision, the rules get followed by the federal government. Private sector is what pays the bills in this country. People get confused. They think the federal government's paying for stuff. The federal government's got, they can either take tax dollars from businesses and individuals, or they print money. That's the only way they get money. That's our money. It's not the federal government's money.
Unless you're Hillary Clinton, and there's free college. And Bernie Sanders. Free, yeah. Somebody's going to have to do the math on that one for me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Busy schedule today, so we'll just keep you for one segment and chat again soon.
Yeah, off to Bismarck for the debate tonight.
All right, have fun.
Thank you.
More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day, at all of their locations. Like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4. All day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey Standard Candy Bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen Jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch Family Pack of Chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing workplace violence prevention.
The number one thing when it comes to workplace violence that we advocate is prevention. There are a lot of steps that companies can take to prevent, proactively attack one of these events from occurring in their workplace. And so that's where training and education come in. The North Dakota Safety Council, we've developed an entire, really, library of training opportunities. We have security assessments for workplaces. We have a 2-hour awareness program for all employees. And then we have a 4-hour training for supervisors where we get into a lot of details on everything from high-risk employment termination to emergency response planning.
To learn more about how you can take a proactive approach to preventing workplace and school violence, go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You know, these slick politicians, you know, they use slippery words all the time. You know, the U.S. government lures the states. No, it blackmails the state. They use taxpayers' money to blackmail the state. It's really a rigged system, you know. It's really beautiful. And they know it. And they know it down there in Washington, D.C. All these politicians running for office down there, they know that. And it's just, they use the taxpayers' money to blackmail the taxpayers, in other words. That's basically what's going on.
Good morning. This is Dave, south of Dickinson. Hillary knows a lot about the IRS. When she was first lady, she used the IRS to harass the women that Bill Clinton had sex with. So she ain't got nothing to say about it. Have a great day.
You know, that is amazing that has not come up. Again, the responses to how old, decades old situation with this Miss Universe, saying, well, it's funny you bring up the treatment of women because, Mrs. Clinton, you, but again, I don't know that that sways anybody. I don't know her saying that about him says, oh, I'm out of the Trump camp. I'm going for Clinton now. I think it's just like a, you know, a brawl. It's a schoolyard brawl. It makes no sense whatsoever. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. I tell you what, I was driving somewhere this weekend and saw Apache Sprayer loaded up on a trailer and being delivered and looking sharp, and I was smiling from ear to ear knowing there's one lucky grower that's about to receive that businessman sprayer. Get the most for their money, time, and energy. High Plains Apache works very hard to earn your business. Apache Sprayer works hard for you, and it is the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do with a support team to back it up. The ET Ag Center is home to 50,000 sprayer parts, everything, not just for Apache, but for any sprayer, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. And the ET Ag Center offers parts for every brand of sprayer. Just remember that. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, they got it all. Across the road from Bonanza at 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan, and also in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60. Tell them Scott sent you. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Donald Trump just took to the podium here at an event with veterans in Herndon, Virginia. Let's see if he says anything about the weekend's back and forth.
Definitely know the military likes Trump, right? That's great. It's you're amazing people, are great people, and I very much appreciate it. And speaking of that, we will have this week over 200 admirals and generals endorsing Trump. And that, to me, is a fantastic honor. In addition, we had 17. Now we have 19 folks, Congressional Medal of Honor recipients. And to have that many is very unusual and a tremendous honor. I've met many of them over the last 2 weeks, and that, to me, is just a great honor. So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody in this room. And it's a privilege to be here this morning with you. So many distinguished members of our services, and that's really what you are, very, very highly distinguished members. Before we get started, we're going to have a Q&A in a little while. I'd like to address one of the most important aspects of America's national security, and that's cyber security. To truly make America safe, we must make cybersecurity a major priority, which I don't believe we're doing right now.
And I wonder if Hillary's emails will make it into this. So he's not going to talk about the weekend. Good for him. He's back on the offense, as we say. And cybersecurity is one I'd love to hear Hillary speak about. Texter says, Trump all the way. The United States is sick and tired of the BS. It's time to get people back to people working hard for what they want, what they believe in. No more handouts. Nothing is free. If you want it, you need to earn it. And earn it the right way by working hard, waking up every morning and put your work boots on or put on a suit and get the job done, says Kane. I want to vote for Kane. That's pretty good. Kenny says, how many Hollywood actors now film in other states in Canada to avoid taxes? How many pro athletes move to other states to avoid taxes? John Bon Jovi, awesome singer, huge liberal, claims he's raising honeybees to avoid paying taxes on his properties. Typical liberals accusing people of the very thing they're guilty of. All right. As a business owner, says another texter, at the end of October, I'm talking to my CPA and how and what I have to do not to pay taxes. It's all legal. It's smart business. There's not a business out there that's not asking their CPA, how can I pay more? Very good point. Another texter. Why isn't anyone listening to Trey Gowdy? How is Hillary not in a courtroom? She needs to be in jail, not on the campaign trail. Interesting. Monty and Bismarck, half a minute for you. It's yours on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I seen on the tube the other day about Hillary and what she wants to do with the death tax and Obama. And I seen where, like, it looked like anybody making over $50 million in the company would be taxed at a 65% rate. And then at the bottom end, they lowered the death tax from, I don't know, it was $5 million to $3.5 million is what she was talking. And I can't imagine any farmer a rancher that couldn't have $3.5 million worth of assets or company if it's bounced to anything. And I'd like somebody to look into it and see, because they were trying to sneak something by it.
Interesting take, Monty. Appreciate the insight on that. Thanks a bunch. Our audience asked the questions the New York Times ought to be asking. Chuck Todd on NBC. George Stephanopoulos on ABC. Oh, that's right. He used to work for the Clintons. So he asked really tough questions, right?
Yeah, right.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years, and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones, no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.